Chapter 21.
Then I went from there and sat in the Kidron Valley in an earthen cave. And there I sanctified my soul. And I ate no bread, but I was not hungry. And I drank no water, but I was not thirsty. And I stayed there until the seventh day as he commanded me. And afterward, I came to the place where he had previously spoken with me. And it happened at sunset that my soul received many thoughts. And I began to speak in the presence of the Mighty One, and said, O, hear me, you who created the earth, the one who fixed the firmament by the word, and fastened the height of the heavens by the spirit. The one who in the beginning of the world called what did not yet exist, and they obey you. You who, with your sign, gave commandments to the air, and have seen the things which are yet to come, as well as those which have passed. You who, with great thoughts, rule over the hosts standing before you, and who, with indignation, rule the countless holy ones, who are flame and fire, whom you created from the beginning, those who stand around your throne. For all this exists for you alone, so that you may create at once everything that you want. You are the one who causes the raindrops to fall by number upon the earth. And you alone know the consummation of times before it has arrived. Honor my prayer. For you alone are able to sustain all those who exist, and those who have passed away, and those who are yet to come, those who sin, and those who are righteous. Since you are the Living One, the Inscrutable One. For you are the only Living One, the Immortal One, and the Inscrutable One. And you know the number of men. And although in the course of time, many have sinned, many others have been righteous. You know where you have preserved the end of those who have sinned, or the consummation of those who have been righteous. For if this present life, which all men possess, is the only one that exists, nothing could be more bitter than this. For of what profit is strength that changes into weakness, or a food in abundance that changes into famine, or beauty that changes into ugliness? For the nature of man is always changeable. For what we once were, we are no longer. And what we are now, we shall not always remain. For if an end of all things had not been prepared, their beginning would have been in vain. But tell me about everything that comes from you, and enlighten me regarding what I ask you. How long will the corruptible remain, and how long will the time of mortals be prosperous? And when will those who pass away in this world no longer be polluted by the great wickedness? Therefore, mercifully command and accomplish everything that you have said that you would do, so that your power will be recognized by those who believe that your long-suffering is weakness. And now, to those who do not know, but who have seen what has befallen us in our city until now, show them that these things are in agreement with the long-suffering of your power. For on account of your name, you have called us a beloved people. Therefore, from now, everything is in a state of mortality. Therefore, reprove the angel of death, and let your glory appear, and let the greatness of your beauty be known. And let the netherworld be sealed, so that from this time forward it may not receive the dead. And let the storehouses of the souls restore those who are enclosed in them. For many years of desolation have passed since the days of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and all those who were like them, who sleep in the earth. Those on whose account you have said that you have created the world. And now, show your glory quickly, and do not postpone what was promised by you. And it happened, when I had finished the words of this prayer, that I became very weak.